This morning, we have a couple of guests joining us here in studio. Don McLean is with us this morning, pastor of the Evangelical Free Church here in Atlantic, and Carol South is with us here this morning as well. We're going to talk about an effort called Thirst Atlantic. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Oh, all in
unison. Yeah, we're the choir, right?
That was great. It is the choir this morning. Yeah, that was excellent. I want to talk a little bit about what is Thirst Atlantic, first of all. What does that mean?
Thirst is basically a concept and a convention type event that is put on by the Life Action Ministry.
It's a ministry out of Michigan.
Out of Michigan, yeah. Okay. That we and five other churches in the area, four churches in Atlantic and Bethany Evangelical Free up in Exira, are bringing to Atlantic to try and build something that will revive the area, you know, give something. Their concept is pretty much getting rid of the idea of trying to fill your life up with activities and substitutes and actually getting to know Christ and getting to know him on a personal level so that you can relate and live and just find some joy and some satisfaction in life.
Focus on the important things. Don't get distracted by all the frivolous things that are out there in our lives, I suppose.
That's a big part of the idea.
Don, where did this come from? How did this all get started in the first place?
It kind of started with our church's leadership. Mm-hmm. We have a group of elders, we call them, who work on kind of leading the church. And probably 2 years ago, I would say, we just kind of emerged from a desire to serve the community and a desire to kind of help our own church. And so we began to pray about what it would look like to bring some sort of a renewal conference, a kind of a spiritual emphasis week. You know, we weren't sure if it would be a week or a few days or a weekend or what that might look like. And so, you know, kind of one thing led to another, long story short, is we actually had kind of some awareness of this ministry called Life Action Ministries out of Michigan. And they're kind of an umbrella ministry, actually. They have a women's arm that is kind of a lot of Christians might be familiar with called Revive Our Hearts. They have their own radio ministry, actually, that's been around for decades. And then another part of what they do is they have these, they'll call them revival teams or renewal teams that go around the country at the invitation of local churches. And so we ended up inviting, as Carol said, five other churches in the area have invited one of these teams to come to Atlantic.
And that leads me down that pathway then, too. Some folks at your church, some leadership there, thought this would be an interesting process mm-hmm. to take here locally.
Yeah.
Why did you decide to open that up and invite other churches in?
It was really two reasons. One, very practical, and one, you know, really a desire to serve and be part of something bigger. The practical piece was just that Life Action usually works with churches 500 and up. And I don't know if any of our congregations in town have that. When you put us all together, you do. But so there was a, you know, so practically we hit this spot where they tend to serve larger churches just because they bring in a large team of about two dozen people who will come in and be part of that. So there was that practical piece. But then really that was secondary to a desire from our leadership to do something community-wide. We have some wonderful community things in Atlantic, you know, some great things and, you know, with sports and local festivals and all these cool things we have. And we thought, well, wouldn't it be neat to have one with this real spiritual emphasis if we could get some of the churches to come together and sponsor something like this? And
absolutely.
So, and the ones, you know, when we approached certain, you know, these other ones here that are doing it with us, they were all, yeah, let's do it, you know, so.
It's Christian-based.
It's not necessarily
a function of one church or another.
Exactly. That's right. Yeah.
And, you know, that's the nice thing about that, too, is it opens up a broader tent that way, too.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there are some people who might be involved in this because they are involved in one of these churches. There
right.
are a number of Christians around who don't necessarily belong formally to a church in the community, but
exactly.
might be looking for something.
That's right, yeah. And so it's not just for one congregation, one of the ones who are kind of the steering committee, really. We see it as open to any, you know, any of the churches in town, for one thing. And some traditions, the first morning, will actually, you'll have six churches that aren't meeting in their own worship services or their own buildings. They'll all be together at the community center where these events are going to be held. But then some other churches will choose to have their own worship services, which is fantastic. But then they're very welcome to join us for the other ones. And so it's very much open. And then, like you said, it's not just, you know, maybe folks in town don't have a church connection right now, but they have a spiritual hunger, like Carol was talking about, or a connection in the past to a church, and maybe, you know, life circumstances, they've kind of drifted away from that or just needed to step away from it for a time. This is a neat way to plug back into that without having to visit this church or that church or go church hunting, that whole thing. So it's really not focused on any particular church. It's the basic Christian message is what drives it.
And this is meant to be a family event.
It is, yeah. It's designed that way. It has these different components. So there's the adult piece, which is, it's a lot like a church worship service. And so there will be singing, a lot of kind of energetic contemporary music, although I'm sure they'll mix it up from what I understand how they work. It's not just one style. But they bring in a lot of musicians who lead that piece. And then there's a Bible message with each session, and they kind of have these different themes they'll be working through related to basic Christian teaching, different things like humility or, you know, honesty with God. You know, some of those are a couple of the themes. And so that's kind of the, you know, for us grown-ups. But then there's also a teenage, an adolescent modules, almost the way to think of it. And theirs is even more high energy than the rest of us. And then there's also a grade school age kids and then a preschool aged piece. And though the family will gather for that, but then be able to go off to those different ones is how it's set up.
Yeah, well, it's really important to share that message with the youngsters too. You're trying to build a lifelong connection.
Yes, that's exactly right. And I don't think they're exactly the same messages with each one, but it all integrates. So a family could go home after Tuesday night session and they could all talk about what their experience was, and they're going to have a lot of it. It's going to overlap.
Well, it's something else to talk about.
That's right.
Around the dinner table.
That's right. We need that.
As opposed to some of the other things that go on around us.
Yeah, that's right.
So we keep talking about an event. So is there a date, a time, a place for the actual event that will kind of kick things off?
It's going to start on Sunday morning, October 22nd at 10:30 at the Community Center here in Atlantic on 10th Street. Pastor Don, like you said, we're going to close those six churches and have everyone meet there together. Then on Sunday evening, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday evening, there will be additional events at 6:30 p.m. So, you know, the groups are going to come back. Everybody's going to meet at the community center and then disperse. Everything's going to be at the fairgrounds, so it's all pretty local and pretty close by. And the little kids are going to have all kinds of room to run and play and everything. And the teens are going to have something that, you know, most of the team, it seems like, is a young group of people. So they're going to be very easy to relate to for kids, little kids and teenagers.
Is this set up kind of in a retreat format?
It's more like I think Carol used the word conference before, a little bit like that. And so, you know, it maybe an hour and a half in that range. So it's not like it's going to run the whole night. You know, folks who have, you know, want to get home, get those kids in bed early. That's one of the reasons we did it a little earlier at the 6:30 time for the evening sessions. So, yeah, it's not like an all-day sort of a retreat thing. We'll all still go to work and school and whatever that
week. Sure. And there'll be plenty of time for discussion, for activities, and just a wide variety of things. But but you're not taking attendance necessarily. It isn't necessary. If you're going to sign up, you have to be here for all of these sessions.
Absolutely not.
You get out of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Folks are invited to come in for any and all. I mean, you want to come to all five, then fantastic. But if you're booked out, like I know my wife has taken a class, you know, she probably won't be there the Tuesday night at least. And that'll happen with folks' schedules for sure. And it is harvest time. I don't know whether to pray for good weather or bad weather. But but a lot of other things that week we chose because it's kind of between the sports seasons, most of them anyway. And so hopefully folks can clear their calendar for it. We at least make it to one or two.
We hope for the best
for
attendance
do.
Purposes.
Well, that's
there.
Right.
Maybe we've covered this a little bit here early on, but I guess framing it a little bit differently at this point. Why is this important? Why should people really honestly consider whether or not this is something that would benefit them?
Yeah, because there's this spiritual part of us that we end up ignoring a lot, right? I mean, and that's where, you know, Atlantic's a fantastic community, it really is, and we have some wonderful churches, a bunch of wonderful churches in this community, and that spiritual side of ourselves, we need to make sure we're attending to that. So we got our work, we're learning, we're working, we're socializing. But don't forget that inner part that so much of everything else drives out of, you know, the health of our marriages, the health of our families, even the way we do our work, whether we're discouraged and frustrated in our work or whether we find joy and satisfaction in it, all of that. You know, so I'm a pastor, so you're hearing a guy from who does what I do. But I think it's true. I think that we all have this need to be centered spiritually. And that's kind of the, that's why, again, this isn't a sectarian event. It is, it's a Christian event, but it's not really meant to promote anybody's particular, you know, nuances of doctrine or so on. This is to, it's intended as a gift for those who are sensing that spiritual hunger at this season in their life. And that helps a lot to be centered in that part of who we are.
Well, it's the first step on finding your way, I suppose.
It sure makes a big difference.
Yeah. The pathway's long.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It
and we need some help along
Absolutely.
The way, too.
We all do, yeah.
Very good. All right. So October 22nd, keep that date on the calendar. And we'll talk more about that as we get a little bit closer to that date. But if folks have any questions, concerns, want to know a little bit more, is there some way that they can contact someone now before this gets started as they consider their pathway? Mm-hmm.
We have a Facebook page, which we actually, you know, it's a website. You know, a lot of people can just go into their computers or their smartphones or whatever, type in thirstatlantic.com. It takes you straight to the Facebook page, mm-hmm. and you can read the posts. You can watch a couple videos, listen to, we're going to post this interview after it airs on the air. But there's a Learn More button that will take you right to the Life Action, and that'll give you a lot more information on what's involved, what the goal is, and some testimonies from people who have actually benefited from going.
Excellent. Yeah. Very good. So a lot of folks, no matter where they happen to be on that life's journey, might be able to pick something out of this that can kind of help center them.
We hope so.
Excellent.
Yes.
And it's a family-style event, but if the whole family can't come for one reason.
Oh, yeah.
You can always
Absolutely.
Pick and choose.
Definitely.
Pick the ones you like. Pick your favorites. Bring them with you.
Exactly. Exactly.
No, we hope they have a good time with that, too. Pastor, thanks for coming in. Carol, appreciate it very
Thank
much.
You.
Good
Thank
luck,
you. Yeah,
and we'll talk again before we get started with the program.
Perfect.
Thanks.
Thank you.